David Rivera is joining us. David is the Niagara District Council member in Buffalo and retired member of the Buffalo Police. And police in Buffalo are launching a 30-day pilot program early next year involving tasers. This will involve 20 to 25 officers. David, are you in favor of this pilot program?
It is a test program. It is a pilot program. So it's really hard to commit yourself one way or the other until you have used the equipment and see how effective it is in terms of de-escalation. So I'm going to, I'm going to keep my options open. I'm glad to see that the city is open to testing programs that might de-escalate conflict, and I think that is very important. There have been some pros and cons with regards to the tasers. In certain cases, people have passed away or died as a result of being tased. But in those situations, everyone is individual, and I really would need more information on that. The city is always liable for some of the equipment it uses. So we want to be very careful in how we proceed, and certainly we want to see the information that gets back from the Buffalo Police Department. But it's something that we had discussed in our police oversight meetings over the years.
As mentioned, this is a test program, a pilot program. I'm wondering if you can help shed light on why it seems like some of these programs last for such a long time. We saw this with body cameras, and it's not only Buffalo Police, but in some other law enforcement agencies as well, where they will be tested out, and then you won't hear about it for months and months, and in some cases, years later, still nothing's been done.
Well, we'd like to know more about the information or the data that is gathered from the test pilot program. We want them to come back to us and let us know, because at some point it does have to be funded, and they do have to come back to the Common Council to appropriate the funds to go citywide. And we definitely want to know what the results are before we decide to fund them. So that's something that the city would have to come back to the Common Council to be appropriated.
David, have you, when you were a police officer, did you ever use a taser?
No, I've never used the taser. I don't think we had it back in 2000, between 1982 and 2007 when I was in the Buffalo Police Department. But I have heard of tasers. I've heard of incidents, both good and bad. And that is the only concern I have. In terms of de-escalation, it is less lethal than a firearm. And we have had a couple incidents in the near past where people have passed away from shootings involving Buffalo police officers. I think this is just one more tool that we should look at to see whether or not obviously it is less lethal than a firearm, but we want to make sure it's safe as well.
Sure. Now, I've heard some people say, like last week with the officer-involved shooting, why didn't they use a taser? But it's my understanding, you don't just point and shoot a taser. There's a little bit more involved.
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, you want to know how is it implemented, in what cases is it going to be used? How are the officers being trained to use these weapons? In what incidences will they use it? Is it just the conflict? Obviously, if you're going into a shooting situation, you're probably not going to use the taser. But in other situations, you may use the taser just to de-escalate a conflict. So there are different situations where police officers will and will not use tasers, but we'd like to know more about that. And certainly the police officers that are going to be using this would need to be trained on how to use them.
It's been about a week now since that shooting that kind of brought this entire discussion up on the use of tasers, where a man passed away after being shot by an officer during a conflict. In this past week, what have you noticed from Buffalo Police? What have you liked? Is there anything you haven't liked of what you have seen about the investigation, how this case is being handled?
Which case are you referring to? I'm sorry.
The man on the roof who was shot by a Buffalo police officer after he charged at them with the knife, the shoplifter.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a split-second decision that an officer makes. You really don't have time to, the only thing you have time to do is react. And you rather side on the side of safety of the police officer. It's always unfortunate when a person dies as a result of use of arms, especially by a police officer. But, I mean, it's a split-second decision you have to make. It's very difficult unless you're really in it, in that type of scenario. But as far as the investigation right now, we're waiting to see what comes out of it. So I really can't comment. It is something that's pending. It's being investigated. At some point, I hope that there is a complete disclosure. Since it does involve a police officer and a firearm, I don't know if the DA's office or the Attorney General's is looking into it, if they've initiated an investigation. But that's something that is still pending, and hopefully we'll have some answers for.
Right. The DA, I know, is looking into it, and we are all awaiting that report. David, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
That's David Rivera, Niagara District Common Council member.